Fred Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia Herzegovina.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, and especially I'm at the Cinelink co-production market in the Cinelink work in progress, and today I'm with Anna Bilgelmi, or Bilgelmi, who's the producer of The Bounded Angel by Emir Baygazin. Welcome, Anna. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, you have some Italian origin, so that's why I'm pronouncing your surname in Italian. And, Anna, so that's your second time at the Cinelink and in Sarajevo. So, how is this experience going so far?
Oh, well, we had a presentation of our project just a few minutes ago, so we are kind of all excited about how it will go. The first time, it was actually not exactly participating in Cinelink, but I was organizing the workshop for Emir Baygazin, and after that, the actual production of the film started, and now we are here in the stage of post-production, and it was kind of the first time we showed the material to a larger public, and that's why I'm very nervous, and we are very nervous about how it will go out.
And how did it go? Like, well, what were you expecting? And normally when you're showing a work in progress and you're showing it to like potential distributors, so they give you advice, so you might want to think about doing something, but that's not, it might not be the case, but sometimes it happens.
Well, now we are pretty good installed already. I represent here Kazakh Film, who is actually the major producer, and we have also a French company and a German company who work with us. And now we are starting the post-production, and this is actually the first material we have shown, first edited material we have shown. For now, our biggest challenge, how we will divide the post-production processes among three countries. And this is, I think, the know-how which I'm now trying to collect here, also with other producers. And of course, we would be very happy if we get the support of a Cinelink work in progress. This would support our post-production very much. Looking for further fundings. Yes, we just have only a few feedbacks for now because our screening just finished. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And could you tell me, I don't know how much you want to tell me about this project, but could you tell me like the plot?
Yes, it's rather complicated. Many of people who were attending today know the film Harmony Lessons, the first film of Emir Baygazin, which was in fact also presented in Sarajevo Cinelink Work in Progress 2 years ago and actually won the main prize. And that's why everyone was curious what's the second part of Emir Baygazin is. And it's actually the second part of the trilogy after Harmony Lessons, not connected really narratively, but it deals also with the topic of teenagers and their complex inner world and dark corners of the psychology, of teenage psychology, and their relationship to the world. This is the connection. But actually, the structure of The Wounded Angel is totally different from Harmony Lessons. It has four novels, four short stories about boys who are not really acquainted with each other, really separated four stories. The only thing mutual is that they live in one city, go to one school, and you see actually the four of them only in the beginning of the film, and then each of the characters is being revealed one after another. Each of the characters is experiencing a turning point in his life, the point where he actually loses his angel-like mentality and gets to an adult. Loses his idealistic way of thinking and gets into a real world, so to say. So it's kind of mostly dramatical stories. It also deals with stories of a moral choice, how you behave yourself in this or that situation, and some of their reactions will get fatal after all. I can, yeah, this is actually so the main structure.
Sounds like a difficult coming of age stories.
Yes, some, exactly.
And how do you become an adult? The choices.
I think, I think the main emphasis of Emir's work is it's not really how you become an adult, but to explore the mechanism of how a child thinks with the idealistic vision and how it will get broken through a real world. So it's kind of a loss of virginity in somehow. But virginity, I mean moral virginity. So it's more about exploration. I think it's not, you know, a methodic book, how you get an adult. So.
Tell me more about you, your work as a producer. How did you get involved in the project?
I actually started to work with some Kazakh projects while I was living in Germany and working for a German company, and got some connection to Kazakh film as well and was involved in a few of them. And after that, we met with Emir at Berlinale 2013. And a friend of mine, a mutual friend of mine, also a producer who knew Emir and knew me for a while, got introduced us. And so as Emir finished his script, quite directly after Berlinale was over, we started to work together first by applying to the Berlinale residency where he developed his project, and then it went further. And after all, yes, we are here in 1 year with the with some material to show to the world, so to say.
Emir is here with me. Like, he doesn't want to talk, but he's here. So the only thing I can tell is good luck for the work in progress award. Anything, I hope you will get all the financing you're looking for and distribution and world sales and all the things you're looking for here. And I sincerely hope to meet you both at the first festival of your premiering the film too.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your work.
Say ciao.
Yeah, hello Sarajeva. I'm happy to be here again.
Thank you so much to Anna Bingelmi, producer of The Wounded Angel by Mir Baygazin. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.